Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Sunday the 7th of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromartie, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800, low just west of Rockall 985, expected just west of Bailey 980 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers later, good. North Atsira, south Atsira, southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good. Forties, southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers later, good. Cromartie, southeast 6 to gale 8, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, southeast 5 to 7, showers later, good. Fisher, German Bight, southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good. Humber, Thames, southeast veering southwest later, 4 to 6, showers later, good. Dover, White, southeast veering southwest later, 4 or 5, showers later, good. Portland, Plymouth, southeast veering southwest, 4 to 6, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic becoming west 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, west or southwest veering north or northwest 3 to 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, southerly 6 to gale 8 at first in east, otherwise westerly 4 to 6, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fastnet and Irish Sea, veering southwest 4 to 6, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming west 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming west 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides, southeast veering southwest later, 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southeast becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300, Tyree Automatic, south-southeast 5, 13 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by east 3, 15 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Lerwick, south by west 3, 14 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 2, 15 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southeast by east 1, 9 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest 1, 27 miles, 1018, steady. Boomer, southwest by south 2, 30 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northeast 1, 1020, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 3, 11 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 4, 11 miles, 1021. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, calm, 1022, falling slowly. Jersey, east-southeast 3, 22 miles, 1,019 falling. Channel, light vessel automatic, southeast by east 4, 5 miles, 1,019. Scilly, automatic, southeast by south 5, 8 miles, 1,016 falling. Milford Haven, south 3, 35 miles, 1,019 falling slowly. Aberporth, south-southeast 4, 27 miles, 1,019 falling slowly. Valley, south-southwest 4, 16 miles, 1,019 steady. Liverpool Crosby, south by west 3, 7 miles, 1,020 rising slowly. Valencia, south-southeast 3, slight showers, 4 miles, 1,010 falling. Ronaldsway, southeast 4, 15 miles, 1,017 falling slowly. Malin Head, southeast by south 4, 27 miles, 1,013 falling. Macrahanish automatic, southeast 3, 27 miles, 1,017 now falling. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday. The general situation, a deep low centred to the west of Ireland, will continue to track northwards towards Iceland over the next couple of days. This will initially give a strong southerly flow on Sunday before a cold front moving eastwards brings a change to a showery but somewhat lighter southwesterly flow for Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeast 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, then veering south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southeast 5 to 7, veering south 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 5 to 7, veering south 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in far northeast, veering southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly 4 or 5, veering southeasterly 3 or 4, then veering southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers later, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southeast veering south, then veering southwest later, 4 or 5. Showers but rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, south veering southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain at first, then thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southeast veering southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair at first, then rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Fair at first, then rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Muller Galloway, southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Fair at first, then rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southeast 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in North Channel, veering southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in North Channel, veering southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Fair at first, then rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southwest, veering southwesterly 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, southeast 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8. Showers later, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's it for Saturday. Radio 4 is about to join the World Service for a few hours. If you're in the market for late-night radio drama, making its first appearance on Radio 4 Extra shortly is a dramatisation of Stan Barstow's classic novel, Joby. Sunday's programmes get underway at 5:30. Until then, this is Richard Evans on behalf of all of us here at Radio 4 wishing you a peaceful night. Nostar. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry from the BBC World Service.
Military satellites essentially are the eyes and ears critical for all military operations.
China, the US, India and Russia have tested anti-satellite weapons in space.
It still remains a red line at this point to actually physically attack the satellites of another country.
Rapid tech developments are challenging long-established rules for keeping the peace.
Space assets are militarized because you can, of course, use them for civilian purposes. You can also use them for military purposes.
This week, we're asking, how much of a threat is satellite warfare?
A lot of space warfare activities are about as subtle as a brick. And tracking systems are there and are always improving to monitor these systems.
I'm Charmaine Cosier. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Portugal's National Transport Safety Office has issued a statement on its investigation into Wednesday's Lisbon funicular accident, confirming the cable linking the two cars had disconnected. The incident left 16 people dead after the funicular accelerated out of control down a steep hill and crashed into a wall. Alison Roberts reports from Lisbon.
As flowers and candles were still being laid at the site of the accident, Portugal's Transport Safety Authority has announced the main lines of its investigation. The driver applied the brakes, but that alone could not stop the car from accelerating. Investigators say the whole incident happened in just 50 seconds. The investigation will also look at the maintenance schedule for the funicular, the outsourcing of the contract and decisions relating to that. It has promised preliminary conclusions within 45 days.
President Trump has threatened an immigration crackdown in the city of Chicago, heightening fears he'll deploy troops to the Democrat-controlled city. Arundhati Mukherjee reports from Washington.
His post on Truth Social had an AI-generated image of Donald Trump wearing sunglasses against a backdrop of helicopters and fires burning in a city, an obvious reference to the 1979 film Apocalypse Now. He wrote, "I love the smell of deportations in the morning," adding that Chicago was about to find out why it's called the Department of War, referring to his intended crackdown on illegal immigration. Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois responded by quoting Mr. Trump's post on X and accusing the U.S. president of threatening to go to war with an American city. He said Chicago would not be intimidated by a wannabe dictator.
Officials in the Nigerian state of Borno say more than 60 people have been killed in an attack by Islamist militants on a town close to the border with Cameroon. Chrissy Walker has